Russian rocket attack. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia leaves at least 13 people dead. This comes after a truck bomb explosion on the Kerch Bridge to Crimea damaged a key supply line to Russia. Fox's Trey Yingst has the latest from Kharkiv, Ukraine.
The only bridge between Russia and Crimea. We are learning more about the Russian response and investigation and what the Ukrainians are saying at this hour. So far, Russia has ordered an increase in security posture around Crimea's infrastructure. They've sent divers into the strait below looking for evidence of who exactly was behind the incident. And Vladimir Putin is calling a Security Council meeting tomorrow to figure out a proper response to what he calls an attack on his country.
Ukraine hasn't claimed responsibility for the blast. Vice President Kamala Harris facing pushback for attending a fundraiser in Austin, Texas, but not traveling to the border. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
In fact, in her remarks at that fundraiser, not once did she even mention the border. And if Vice President Harris would have been here in Eagle Pass, she would have witnessed what Texas DPS troopers are sending Fox News exclusively. A Guatemalan man illegally in the country was smuggling four migrants in a Dodge Charger. The troopers pursuing his car at over 100 miles an hour. He crashed into a ditch. The driver taken into custody and the four migrants were rescued.
The vice president, who President Biden named the border czar, says the border is secure. North Korea confirming Monday that its recent missile launches were tests of its tactical nuclear weapons that would wipe out South Korean and U.S. targets. North Korea's missile tests were reportedly a response to recent naval drills between those two nations' forces. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Artist Ye West in hot water after posting anti-Semitic comments on Twitter. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Ye's Twitter account was blocked after he posted the following comment on Twitter last night. He said, quote, "I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew. Also, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda." He also wrote on Twitter, "Who you think created cancel culture?" He returned to Twitter on Friday after he was restricted from Instagram for posting a comment that the American Jewish Committee, a historic advocacy group, deemed anti-Semitic.
Ye had posted screenshots of a text exchange with rapper Diddy over Ye's White Lives Matter shirt. Meanwhile, Florida's Surgeon General and Twitter sparring over COVID-19 vaccines. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Twitter has restored a Friday post by Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joe Latipo that it first pulled down concerning the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. That tweet from Latipo promoting an analysis claiming high occurrence of cardiac-related deaths among some men who get the mRNA COVID-19 shot. Dr. Latipo is an outspoken skeptic of COVID-19 vaccines and recommended that men aged 18 to 39 should not take it. Twitter restored that post on Sunday morning.
an unusual cosmic side effect resulting from NASA's attempt to push an asteroid.
NASA celebrated last month its spacecraft called DART, or Double Asteroid Redirection Test, as it slammed into the asteroid called Dimorphos. NASA is hoping to see if it changed the rock's orbit around a larger asteroid, but now it's learned that DART's impact is leaving a dusty cloud trail. DART essentially created a comet.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.